Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
Hello, everybody. It's Andrea speaking. Lisa is off today, and she'll be back next time. Now, as a nutritionist, I talk a lot about gut health and how our gut health affects our overall health. And we know that 70 to 80% of our immune system resides in our gut. So today we're going to talk to Dr. Zach Bush. He's a triple board certified medical doctor in internal medicine, endocrinology and metabolism, and hospice and palliative care. Welcome to Naturally Savvy Radio, Dr. Bush.
Thanks for having me.
All right. So, you know, as I mentioned in the intro, I mean, really, our gut health, there's so much new research coming out on gut health and how it's key to overall health. Maybe you could talk a little bit to our listeners about why it's so important that we really take care of our gut.
Absolutely. One of the most critical parts of life is obviously eating. That food delivery is really impossible without bacteria. None of the nutrients that are on your plate at the dinner table are actually available to the cells that are in your body. You have to go through a prolonged digestive process where the bacteria break down those food items into particles and proteins and carbohydrates and everything else that's going to deliver micronutrients and macronutrients to the cells of your body in a form that the body can actually use. And so step one is get the body fed. So your gut has this incredibly critical delivery system through the bacteria for your body. Our science group has also discovered that while the bacteria are digesting the food, they create little metabolites. These are breakdown products that have not previously been recognized as nutrients. These little molecules function as a communication network and set up cell-cell communication across the species. So not only are the bacteria talking back and forth to them in between their species in the gut, they're also talking to the human cells. And they do it through these breakdown products that are, again, produced when you eat food. And those really help bolster up or support your front line of defense, which is the gut lining. And that lining is what protects you from the outside world. As you mentioned, about 70% of your immune system is sitting in the lining of the gut. And if it is not shielded by that front line membrane, it gets overwhelmed very quickly and you develop chronic inflammation and disease.
So is that really what's behind diseases like leaky gut or gluten intolerance, autism, type 2 diabetes? I mean, any type of autoimmune conditions, Crohn's disease? I mean, is that why people have these conditions in the first place, is because the lining is permeated?
Yeah, so all of those conditions, are any chronic disease that you can list in America or otherwise, is going to tie back to chronic inflammation. And that leaky membrane is definitely kind of ground zero of that injury process. And so as the gut becomes that sieve instead of a barrier, you start to get overwhelmed at the immune system level. And so leaky gut has become a catchphrase that's used to describe this increased permeability or leakiness of that gut membrane. Unfortunately, it's not limited to the gut membrane. You also have the same tight junctions, these little proteins that are the gatekeepers in that membrane, not only in the gut, but also in every blood vessel of your body, every tubule of your kidneys, the blood-brain barrier. So any place you have a membrane, you are dependent on these little tight junctions. And those guys are being damaged by our chemical environment.
So are there other ways people would know if they have an issue with their gut lining other than the fact, you know, the diseases or the conditions we talked about? Like, would they have brain fog, for example? I mean, like you said, there's that gut-brain connection. Now, would somebody know that they have it, or what's the best way for someone to find out if they do?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, unfortunately, we have in our environment a chemical called glyphosate, which is an herbicide that we put on our crops that is probably the most ubiquitous toxin in our food chain, as to damaging that gut lining. So all of us have some degree of leak. Whether or not you feel that is another question, but I would say a good 70% of Americans are walking around with an identifiable symptom of that leaky membrane. And those symptoms, like you mentioned, brain fog, poor sleep quality, poor sex drive, weight gain, poor metabolism, and then you mentioned the autoimmune conditions. But before the autoimmune, we typically start to see allergies and sensitivities to the environment. So those can be food allergies, environmental allergies like your seasonal pollens and molds and everything, or you can see the external manifestations, things like eczema, asthma, these conditions are all linked to this kind of allergic sensitivity factor, as all of those components of your environment leak into your immune system there.
Well, so, there's actually
that's really the front line, is that asthma allergy kind of spectrum, and then the brain cognitive side of the equation, and then the third one would be the metabolism.
So would you say that all these kids, especially nowadays, who have these anaphylactic allergies, could we say that it's due to their gut lining or part of it?
Yeah, I think that's very safe to say that their gut lining and the bacteria that protect that gut lining have been perturbed, and we have been born into an antibiotic era. And so the children that are being born today, excuse me, are in their third generation of the antibacterial history. So mom was exposed to antibiotics, her mother was exposed to antibiotics. And so with each generation, there's less and less bacterial diversity. And we're really seeing extinction, I think, of a lot of bacteria that are critical to processing our food and secondarily protecting that gut membrane and keeping it strong. So loss of bacteria and then that secondary leak, I think, is exactly why we're seeing a huge increase in childhood severe food allergies.
Now, would you say, I mean, you know, I'm looking at my clock, I'm like, only 3 minutes left and I have so many questions. All right, so I'm going to try to get in as many as I can. So would you say that, you know, for people who are trying to help children who have these anaphylactic allergies, can we help? And I know we can't say, you know, they can get cured, but is there a way that we can make, let's say, for example, from anaphylactic go down to just maybe, you know, breaking out in hives? Is there a way to lessen their allergies?
Absolutely. I mean, it's really an effort to really get their gut bacteria booming. Get their gut bacteria talking to one another, get that gut lining rebuilt. And so step one is a healthy diet. Get as organic as possible in the food that you consume. Get into as many different environments as possible. Children who are stuck in one environment don't have the opportunity to diversify their bacteria. And so getting them to breathe and enjoy environments up in the mountains and at the beach and as many ecosystems as they can encounter, they'll diversify their flora. Then we have the discovery here of these communication network between the bacteria, and that's what our group discovered in 2012. And we did bring to the market the first dietary supplement, which is Restore. And that has that direct effect of reintroducing that communication network between the bacteria that expands not only diversity but number of the bacteria, and it directly supports the healthy gut membrane there. So those are a lot of the targets we use for our patients.
Now, although everybody's case is different, obviously, is there a certain amount of time you'd say on average that, you know, people who are using Restore would see a difference? Is it 6 months? Is it 2 years? Like, let's say specifically if we're talking, let's say, about kids and anaphylactic allergies.
Yeah, something like an anaphylactic allergy is going to take a couple years to improve. The reason is you've built antibodies now to a certain food item. You've got to wait for the antibody production cells to back off on their production, and that can take a lot of time even after you've fixed
right.
the membrane. The things
sure.
that get fixed much faster are things like gluten sensitivity. Gluten mm-hmm. sensitivity can reverse within a matter of weeks when you get that membrane supported.
Interesting. That's really interesting. Actually, I avoid gluten, so that's very interesting. So what are the main ingredients? We have like under a minute left. What are the main ingredients in Restore that people can say, oh, okay, right, I've heard of that. Like I remember like L-glutamine were one of the key nutrients that people were using to restore their gut lining, but then I heard that it's not so good. I'm curious to hear what's in Restore. And we have about 30
yeah.
seconds left.
The Restore is made from the communication network of the bacterium. So it's the first to market with a totally new category of dietary supplement, which was made of these molecules that are the language of the bacteria. And so we extract those from ancient soil before the antibiotic era, before the man had dumped chemicals in. And that complex ecosystem produced the active ingredient in Restore. And so it's an exciting way to turn back time, not just a few years, but actually millions of years, to a much more diverse ecosystem in your gut.
Very interesting. I'm definitely going to look into it. Thanks so much for being on our show today, Dr. Bush. You can learn more about Dr. Bush and Restore. I would definitely check it out at restore4life.com. You can also follow them on Twitter at Restore for Life. I'm Andrea Donsky. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD. Take care of your gut. Thanks for listening. Stay well.